Poem for George, who carves for the water bearers, written and read by Linda Joy Burke. Imagine the graveyard, bent limbs on old trees creak, gray logs scattered amongst greening vines climbing, weather-worn tombstones, one perfect log to claim. Imagine the man, George Horseshoe, in the year 1925. Ask yourself, did they record his true name or that of his father's father? Imagine him there on his Fells Lane front porch or in his yard by a gray shed on a warm summer afternoon or at the end of a day of labor. Imagine his tools there on a bench, in his hand his grandfather's chisel, a simple, cherished thing. Imagine his grandmother rocking in her squeaky chair, snapping green beans, peeling the potatoes for the evening supper. Imagine the carver tunneling into the center, skillfully shaving the outer bark, the woody scent, the sound of the wood chips falling to the floor, each leaf forming like a prayer. Imagine George humming, tapping a foot, his bowed head, brow furled in a dusky light, each leaf being carved like a prayer. Imagine the carver's love to transform what could have been buried or burned into a useful thing, each leaf being carved like a prayer. Imagine George filling his vessel to pour libations, to water the herbs, to quench his thirst, each leaf been carved like a prayer.